Gave you a very brief lineup for Shawnee Community College, coached by Terry Ennis. Their shortstop, Regina Ashley, leads things off. Center fielder, Caitlin Williams, bats second. Cheyenne Claiborne on the mound will bat third. Mallory Maintz is in right field. She'll bat cleanup. Shelby Ennis, the coach's daughter, is at first base. She'll bat fifth. Lauren Carver over at third, bat sixth. Paige Nash is the designated player. She'll bat seventh. Keely Britt behind the plate, bats eighth. And Josie Braden out at second base will bat first for the Saints. Defensively, for the Bobcats this afternoon, Maddie Henry will be at second base. Maddie Scammerhorn at shortstop. The third baseman will be Christina Walker. Sam Finn is at first base. Madison Bartlett behind the plate. Maddie Cowsert on the mound this afternoon. In the outfield, Brittany Hutchison and Anna Wheeler, as well as Casey Pearson. She'll be in right this afternoon. So across the outfield, left to right, it's going to be Hutchison, Wheeler, and Pearson. Third base is Walker, shortstop, Scammerhorn. Second base is Maddie Henry, and over at first base is Sam Finn. Maddie Bartlett behind the plate, and Madison Cowsert will be on the mound for the Bobcats as we start their final home game of the regular season. Bobcat softball brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, ACT Tire and Auto, The Addict, and Wabash Riverfest. Shawnee Community College, they are located in Owen, and they start this one a little bit early this afternoon in order to.
You're listening to the Rush Limbaugh Show on your
Things
News Talk Connection, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Things are looking a little bit on the dreary side. Again, winds coming out of the northwest, or northwest as usual at Southwest Park. Madison Cowsert completing her warm-up tosses. Cowsert, last time we saw her against Kaskaskia College, looked very good. Martina Ashley, the shortstop, leads things off. She'll bat right-handed. And we are set for action here. You are listening to WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, Fairfield, Illinois. And this is Bobcat Softball. Action coming up tomorrow afternoon. Fairfield's Baseball Mules take on El Dorado in a makeup game. We'll have that one for you at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. And then on Thursday, it's Frontier Baseball action as the Bobcats take on Lakeland College. First pitch by Cowsert for Ashley, in for a strike, and it's 0-1 very quickly on the Saints leadoff hitter in the top of the first. Cowsert set with the delivery. That one taking a bit outside for a ball. 1-1. Had about 2 inches of rain overnight yesterday, and canceled a lot of games from yesterday, but nothing canceled so far this afternoon. 1-1 delivery from Cowsert all the way. That one fouled off the plate by Ashley. And it is 1-2. One-two count coming up for Martina Ashley. Maddie Cowsert on the mound. Corner infields for the Bobcats are in just a bit. Nice little pitch on the inside. Ashley looks at a ball. Evens that count at 2-2 this afternoon. Two-two delivery coming up from Cowsert. That one on the inside and for a ball. Count is full now. 3-2 on the leadoff hitter for Shawnee Community College, Martina Ashley. Two delivery coming up from Cowsert. That one grounded over to her third, right past Christina Walker, and that'll be a base hit to start off the ball game for Martina Ashley.
Number 7, center fielder, Caitlin Williams.
Caitlin Williams, the center fielder for the Saints ball club. She'll bat second, and another right-handed hitter. Ashley over at first after grounding into the hole between third and short. She was pulled in close. Anticipating a bunt. Cowsert is set. Top of the first here at Southwest Park. And Williams looking to bunt. Handled by Cowsert over to first. First out of the ballgame on a 1-3 putout. But that does move the runner,
number
Ashley,
nine, pitcher,
over to second base. Pitcher Cheyenne Claiborne bats third. Another right-handed hitter for these Saints. They face Maddie Cowser. Runner on second is Ashley. Here's the pitch from Cowser outside for a ball. Awaiting the 1-0 delivery from Cowser. That one coming up. That's grounded towards second base. Handled by Henry. Over to first. That does move the runner up to
right
third.
Fielder, Mallory Mays.
And with two outs in the top of the first, the Saints have something cooking here. Mallory Mates bats cleanup. She is a left-handed hitter now. That pitch taken in for a strike. Two outs, top of the first here at Southwest Park. Bobcats and the Saints. Scoreless. 0-1 delivery. Mates pulled that one. Grounds it off down the first base line. Mates is the right fielder for this Saints ball club. Cowser set with the 0-2 delivery. Looking to get out of this one unscathed. There's the pitch from Cowser way outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. The runner at third is Martina Ashley. She had a base hit to start off the ball game and then moved over to second on a sacrifice on the ground out by Claiborne. She moved over to third. Mates calls timeout there at the plate. She'll step back in. Left-handed hitter is the cleanup batter for Shawnee. 0-2 delivery coming up from Cowser. There is the pitch. That one fouled off right behind us. Hits the screen. And Maddie Barkland will pick it up. Mates just got enough of it to foul it off. Count remains 0-2. Cowser with the pitch. That one fouled straight back. And it will remain a two-strike count. Runner on third is Ashley. She reached on a base hit to start the ball game. Two outs now. Top of the first. Cowser looking to get out of this inning without a run scoring. Here is the pitch from Matty Cowser. That one taken outside for a ball. Count now 2-2. Mainz has fouled off quite a few pitches here. Here comes Cowser with 1-2 delivery. That one fouled right back once again. Haven't had any rain today. Actually, a little bit of rain early this morning in the 8, 9 o'clock hour. And then things kind of had a little bit of rain just to the east of us about an hour and a half ago. Here's the pitch. Mainz again fouls one off down the right field line. Foul. Count remains 2-2. Casey just joined us. They started things a bit early this afternoon because of the threat of rain. Two to the count on Mallory Mates. Right fielder cleanup hitter for Shawnee. Cowser is set with the delivery. There's the pitch. That one popped up. A little short. Cowser could not get to it in time. And a little knuckler will score Shawnee's first run of the ball game. Martina Ashley scores from third on that infield hit
number
by Mates.
Number 44, first baseman, Shelby Anis.
Shelby Anis, who is the coach's daughter, bats fifth, plays first base for these Saints. And she'll step into the box. Right-handed hitter is Anis. Runner at first is Mates. There's the pitch. That's taken for strike one. Mainz left-handed hitter. This hit one right off the end of the bat. It popped straight up right in front of the right on the third base side of the pitcher, and Calzert could not get to it in time, and that allowed the runner Ashley to score from third. Ennis is set. Here is the pitch from Calzert. That went outside for a ball. Count one and two on Ennis, first baseman for the Shawnee Community College Saints. There's a 1-2 delivery, that one. Nubbed at the plate. Calzert picks it up. That'll do it for the top of the first. One runner left on. One run scores, though, at the end of a half inning. It's Shawnee 1 and Frontier 0. This is Bobcat Softball on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM.
It's time for Riverfest Live on Market Street in Mount Carmel Friday and Saturday, April 27th and 28th. Friday at 6 p.m., Dave Parman, followed by Elena Blake and Dylan Hoff, offer traditional folk, rock, and bluegrass. Saturday at noon brings The Deciders and Bones Jugs with Delta Blues and Swing. At 5:30, it's Dennis Stromat, L'Esprit Creole, followed by Creole Stomp for an evening of traditional Illinois French, Swamp Pop Blues, and Louisiana Cajun Zydeco. For more, find Wabash Riverfest on Facebook.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new Slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even a super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am, Slingshot, CF, Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training information, see your dealer.
I have been officially warned by the umpires here this afternoon, do not mention rain at all. Maddie Henry will lead thing off. She played second for the Bobcats. Maddie Scammerhorn at short at second. Madison Barklett behind the plate, bats third. Sam Finn over at first is the cleanup hitter. Madison Calzert, the pitcher, bats fifth. Haley Settle, the designated player, is the number six hitter. Anna Wheeler out in center, bat seventh. Christina Walker over at third will bat eighth. And Brittany Hutchison in left field bats ninth for the Bobcats this afternoon. They will face off against Cheyenne Claiborne. She'll be on the mound. The catcher is Kaylee Britt. Just set for the bottom of the second here, or bottom of the first here. 1-0, Shawnee leading. Henry gets set. Claiborne with the first pitch, that one grounded up the middle and a base hit for Maddie Henry. Bobcats getting something going early here. Maddie Scammerhorn will step in now. And the Bobcats, with nobody out here in the bottom of the first, have Maddie Henry on first with a grounder straight up the middle. Second baseman for Shawnee could not get to it. And Bobcats, maybe something going here in the bottom of one. Here is the pitch from Claiborne, taken inside by Scammerhorn for a strike. That one just hit the black. Scammerhorn steps in, 0-1 count. Here is the pitch. That's taken outside for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. One one delivery coming up from Claiborne. That one taken for a ball. Two-one count on Maddie Scammerhorn, number two hitter. Plays shortstop for the Bobcats. Scammerhorn, a freshman out of Boonville, Indiana. There's the pitch. That's grounded towards short. Shortstop goes to first, goes to second, takes it over to first, and Scammerhorn grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. That'll bring Madison Barker to the plate.
Number six, the catcher, Madison Bartlett.
Barclay, a freshman out of Rockport, Indiana. She'll step in now with two outs. Top, bottom of the first. There is the pitch. That one taken just a bit high for ball one. One-o delivery. That one popped up by Bartlett. Second baseman handles it. That'll do it. 4-1. Nobody on. No runs scored. At the end of one, it's Shawnee 1, Frontier 0. This is Bobcat Softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Make this spring all about enjoying the experience. When you ride on your new Ferris commercial mower featuring patented suspension technology, you'll have more than freshly manicured grass. You'll experience productivity and comfort like never before. And because you won't be slowing down for those rough spots, you'll mow more lawn in less time. Ferris, experience suspension. Visit Act Tire and Auto in Florida to see the full line of Ferris mowers. Call 618-662-2913 or visit www.acttireandautomotive.net today.
Welcome back to Southwest Park. Bobcat Softball is brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, Act Tire and Auto, The Addict, and Wabash River Fest. Action tomorrow afternoon, as I said. It's Fairfield High School baseball action tomorrow for you. The Mules taking on El Dorado will be on the air at 4:30 from Lakeside Park. Well, just a little bit before 4:30 from Lakeside Park with that one. And then on Thursday afternoon, the Bobcat baseball squad will be hosting Lakeland College. We'll have that one for you 3 o'clock, just before 3 o'clock for you on here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Looking at some other action around the area tonight. In high school softball, Fairfield is at El Dorado.
Number
Edwards
11.
County is at Johnston City. Wayne City is taking on Sisney. That game is supposed to be played at Sisney, but the fields in Wayne City just a bit better, so they moved that game over to Wayne City. Baseball this afternoon, Frontier at Vincennes University. That one rained out this afternoon. It'll be 6-7 and 8. Lauren Carver, the third baseman, Paige Nelson, the designated player. Kaylee Britt behind the plate will bat this inning for the Shawnee Saints. There's the pitch, and Carver swinging on the first one, fouls it off down right field line. Anybody gets on, it'll be the number nine hitter, second baseman Josie Braden. Oh, one delivery coming up from Maddie Kowser. She allowed one in the top of the first. Here is the pitch. That one bounces in for a ball. One-one, the count on Carver here. Kowser is set. Here is the pitch. Carver looks at a ball. That one was close. Makes the count 2-1. Two-one delivery coming up from Maddie Kowser. Here is the pitch. Carver grounds over to Scamahorn. It's short over to Finn. And that will do it. 6-3 put out. First out of the inning.
Number three, the DP, Paige Nash.
Designated player, Paige Nash, will step in for the Saints. Where's number three? She's a right-handed batter. And we are set. Kowser with the delivery. That's taken for a strike. One delivery coming up from Maddie Kowser. There's the pitch. That one's fouled off by Nash. All right, Nash. Back into the box. Here's the pitch. Taken outside for a ball. One pitch coming up from Maddie Kowser here. There is the pitch. That one fouled straight back. Hits the screen right in front of us. Calzard on the mound, a freshman out of Elizabethtown. Count is 1-2 now. Nash back into the box awaiting the 1-2 delivery from Calzard. There is the pitch. Calzard took a little bit off of it, and that goes a little bit low. Evens up the count at 2-2. Two delivery from Calzard on the way. I'll make it a 3-2, and that means, well, 2-2, and that hits the outside corner for a strikeout and out number two
number 14
of the inning. Kaylee Britt, the catcher, will step in. Two outs here. Top of the second inning. Shawnee leading 1-0. Here is the pitch. That's taken for a strike. Calzard seems to be hitting her marks early this afternoon in the count. 0-1 count coming up from Maddie Calzard here. Here is the pitch. That one fouled up on the right side. Walker giving trace. Could not catch up to it. And it's an 0-2 count on Keely Britt. Police catcher for Shawnee. Two count coming up. Maddie Calzard with the pitch. Outside for a ball. One and two pitch coming up from Calzard. Here is the pitch. That one fouled off at the plate down the third baseline. Over to assistant Chris Luna. Down at third base for Shawnee. One, two pitch coming up from Maddie Calzard. There's the pitch. That one fouled off down the left field line. Turned on that one very quickly. Got way out in front of that one. Turned on it and sent down the left field line out of play. Count remains 1-2. And Calzard is set. Britt is set. Here is the pitch. Ooh, just missed. And the count even at 2-2 now. Heard the groan from the crowd, from the Bobcats dugout over there. 2-2 delivery coming up. That's taken outside for a ball. Count is full now. Two outs, top of the second. Full count. On the number 8 hitter for Shawnee, Keely Britt, the catcher. Here is the pitch. And got her. Maddie Calzard gets a couple of strikeouts, and the Shawnee Saints go down 1-2-3 in the top of the second. Bobcats coming up after this, trailing 1-0 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon.
For the Bobcats here, bottom of the second, Sam Finn, Maddie Calzard, and Haley Settle. 4, 5, and 6 for the Bobcats. Cheyenne Claiborne as the umpires try and move this one along. Keely Britt got the equipment on. She's out, and now Claiborne going to complete a couple of warm-up tosses here, and Finn will step in. Bobcats trailing 1-0. Johnny scored one run in the top of the first after a leadoff hit by their leadoff batter, Martina Ashley. She came around to third and then scored on a infield hit with a lot of backspin on it. All right, Claiborne completing her warm-up tosses. There's the throw down by Britt.
Number 22, first baseman Sam Finn.
Sam Finn, sophomore out of West Frankfort. Her final home game in a Bobcat uniform, steps in. The right-handed hitter would like nothing better than to jack one out here and tie this one up 1-1. All right, Claiborne. He is set. Here is the pitch. That's taken for a ball. Just about everything else canceled this afternoon. Twin City Sisney canceled. Fairfield at El Dorado. That has been canceled this afternoon as well. Here is the pitch from Claiborne. That's taken outside by Sam Finn. And it's 3-0. There's the pitch. Finn looks at strike one. Three and one the count now on Sam Finn. Claiborne is set. Here is the pitch. Finn right up the middle. Almost took Claiborne's head off, but she'll get a base hit. The second inning in a row now. Bobcats have their leadoff hitter on. Maddie Calzut will step in.
Number 12, the pitcher, Maddie Calzut.
Calzert steps in with the Bobcats trailing 1-0 here. Sam Finn, though, led off the bottom of the second with a base hit straight up the middle, and Calzert looks to move her over. Calzert looks at an inside strike, and it's 0-1. The count on Maddie Calzert. Here is the pitch from Claiborne. That one pops straight up on the infield. Claiborne handles it herself. And that'll be the first out of the bottom of the second here.
Number 5, the DP, Haley Settle.
Haley Settle, a sophomore out of Oakland City, Indiana. Playing her final home game for the Bobcats this afternoon. One out, bottom of the first. Runner on second is Sam, or runner on first is Sam Finn. Settle, it's at ball one. There is the pitch. And that's in for a strike. Count even now at 1-1. Frontier, both baseball and softball, wrapping up their regular season this week. Pitch in for Settle. That's in for strike two. 1-2 the count on the Bobcats' designated player, Haley Settle. Here is the pitch. Settle fouls that one straight back. Count remains 1-2. Bobcat baseball team, they've got a home game Thursday afternoon, and they'll wrap up their home season Saturday afternoon. We'll have the Thursday afternoon action for you on WFIWAM. Settle looks it outside. Count 2-2. Two-two delivery coming up from Cheyenne Claiborne. There's the pitch. Settle over towards third. Third baseman for Shawnee handles it easily. Gets it over to second to get the lead runner, and that'll be Out number two on the fielder's choice. Settle. He is at first.
Number three, center fielder, Anna Wheeler.
Wheeler steps in. She bats left-handed. Wheeler, freshman out of Kemet, Missouri. Wheeler looks at ball one. Wheeler, the left-handed center fielder. Bats left-handed, rather. 1-0 delivery coming up. She look at strike one. Wheeler is set. Swings through for strike two. Ben over at first base. Had a leadoff single. Has not advanced any further. That one fouled out of play. Now off the screen and right back to the catcher, Britt, by Wheeler. Two-strike delivery coming up from Claiborne. Wheeler pops it up. First baseman handles it, and that'd do it for the second. Bobcats strand one. They don't get any, though. And it's still 1-0 in favor of Shawnee. Top of the third coming up after this on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even a super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am Slingshot, CF Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training information, see your dealer.
We've got Frontier Community College Baseball Thursday on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM as the Bobcats take on Lakeland College at FNB Field. Our broadcast just before 3 o'clock Thursday with pregame information. Bobcats Baseball is brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, ACT Tire and Auto, The Addict, and Wabash Riverfest. It's the Bobcats and Lakeland College this Thursday at 3 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
All right, set for the top of the third here at Southwest Park. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Saints here in the top of the third. Josie Brayton, the second baseman, will lead things off against Maddie Kauser. 1-0, Shawnee scored in the first. Brayton puts down a bunt. Walker handles it cleanly, gets it over to first. And the second baseman, Henry, could not handle it. I think she stepped off the base, and that means Brayton's on with a base hit.
Number two, shortstop, Martina Ashley.
Ashley will step in. Ashley singled to lead off the ball game and advanced over to third and then scored on a little infield single by Mainz, the cleanup hitter. There's the pitch. That one popped out towards center field. Wheeler on her horse and tracks it down for the first out of the inning. Marm Ashley
seven, gave
it a ride, but Wheeler out in center field was able to track that one down in left center field in the gap. And it's one out here in the top of the third. Runner on first is Brayden after the bunt single. They have turned on the lights here at Southwest Park. Here is the pitch from Claiborne. Throw down to second. And they cut down Brayden attempting to steal for the second out of the inning. And now with nobody on and 2 outs, Caitlin Williams, going to be faced with a 0-1 count. There's the pitch to the inside. That's for a ball. Bounced it in. Williams, he is set. Here is the pitch from Kauser. That one. Taken low for a ball. Count now 2-1 on Williams. He's in the box, and Gausert is ready with the 2-1 delivery. Gausert. Wheel rock. Pitch is in. Taken for a ball. 3-1 the count on the Saints' number two hitter, Caitlin Williams, the center fielder. One delivery coming up from Kowser. There is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count now full. 3-2 on Williams. Kowser has really pitched well over the last couple of weeks. Here's the pitch from Kowser. Williams pops it up down the right field line and just out of play. Count will remain 3-2. Williams back in, 3-2 the count. Pitch from Kowser on the way. That one right up the middle. Kowser threw a glove down in an attempt to get it. Williams.
Number 9, the pitcher is Cheyenne Claiborne.
Base hit right up the middle. Cheyenne Claiborne steps in, had the second out back in the first. Grounded out to Matty Henry at second base. 0-1 on the afternoon. Runner on first is Williams after the base hit. Umpire calls timeout, requested by Claiborne. Now she's back in and set. And Maddie Kowsert is set. Kowsert. First pitch strike. Oh, 1 the count on Claiborne. Here's the pitch from Kowser. Runner going on the pitch. It's flied out to right field. And that one caught out in right center. And that'll do it for the top of the third. One runner left on. Couple of base hits, though. And nobody scores, though, at the end of 2.5. It's Shawnee 1 and the Bobcats 0. This is Bobcats softball on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or you just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit your Ferris dealer, ACT Tire and Automotive in Flora, and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry. Ferris. Experience suspension.
Bobcat softball brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, ACT Tire and Auto, The Addict, and Wabash River Fest. 8-9-1 for the Bobcats here in the bottom of the third. Christina Walker, Brittany Hutchison, and then back to the top. And Maddie Henry will bat if anyone gets on. It's Maddie Scammerhorn for the Bobcats here in the bottom of the third. Trailing 1-0 to Shawnee. Faborn is set. Walker puts down a beauty of a bunt. The catcher, Britt, gets out quickly and was able to throw Walker out at first base.
Number 1, left fielder, Brittany Hutchison.
First out of the inning. Nice bunt by Walker, but Britt come out of the crouch very quickly and was able to throw her out at first base. And with one out, bottom of the second, Brittany Hutchison will check in. Hutchison. Freshman out of Harrisburg, Illinois. Was a Bulldog last year, now Bobcat this year. Looks at the ball in the first pitch. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Claiborne. That one straight up the middle, and it's a base hit for Hutchison. Had to bring the leadoff hitter, Matty Henry, to the plate. Henry had a base hit to start
number
the ball
four,
game.
Second baseman, Matty Henry.
And was forced out on a fielder's choice at second. Runner on first is Hutchison. Here is the pitch. Henry swinging on the first one. Goes over to second base. And the runner moves up. But it's a 4-3 putout. With the out, second out of the inning. Yeah. Matty Scammahorn will bat. Scammahorn grounded into a 6-4-3 double play back in the first inning. And she's 0-for-1 in the afternoon. Runner at second is Hutchison. Runner in scoring position for the Bobcats here in the bottom of the second. Scammahorn looking for something to drive. Goes over to second base and a 4-3 put out. That'll do it for the third. One hit, one runner left on. Nobody scores for the Bobcats. At the end of three, it's Shawnee 1 and the Bobcats 0. This is Bobcat Softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
It's time for Riverfest Live on Market Street in Mount Carmel, Friday and Saturday, April 27th and 28th. Friday at 6 p.m., Dave Parman, followed by Elena Blake and Dylan Hoff, offer traditional folk, rock, and bluegrass. Saturday at noon brings The Deciders and Bones Jugs with Delta Blues and Swing. At 5:30, it's Dennis Stromat, L'Esprit Creole, followed by Creole Stomp for an evening of traditional Illinois French, Swamp Pop Blues, and Louisiana Cajun Zydeco. For more, find Wabash Riverfest on Facebook.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon.
Number 34, right fielder, Mallory Maine.
Carter Baseball coming up this evening for you on WOKZ 105.9. The Cardinals are at home, take on the Mets, 6:20, the broadcast time on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9. Maines will step in. Infield single and an RBI back in the first for Maines. Gausert with the pitch to the lefty cleanup hitter. Sends it out toward right field. That's down for extra bases for Maintz. Maintz digging for three. And she's in standing up with a leadoff triple. Here in the top of the fourth. Shelby Ennis 0-for-1. 0-for-1 in the afternoon. Shelby Ennis, she'll step in now with a runner at third and nobody out top of the fourth. It's a very fast-moving ball game here at Southwest Park in game one of two here this afternoon. Gausert is set. Here is the pitch. That's outside for ball one. All right, Annis back in. Number five hitter for the Saints. Here's the pitch from Kowser. Annis pops it up. Very short left field. And will drop in between the shortstop and the left fielder for a base hit. And that'll score the Saints' second run of the ball game. Well, Annis on
11,
first with a base hit.
Third baseman, Lauren Carter.
Popped that one up just a little too far for Madison Scammahorn. And just a little too close in for the left fielder, Brittany Hutchison. Dropped right there in no man's land between the two and drove in the runner, Mallory Maintz, from third. 2-0 now in favor of Shawnee. Top of four here at Southwest Park. All right. Paige Carver will step in. 0-for-1 on the afternoon. Kowser set with a pitch. That one taken for a strike. Hauser is set with the 0-1 delivery. Here's the pitch. And yeah, they're thinking the same way you were thinking, Brad. She leaned right into that one. Kelser took a lot off an inside pitch, and the umpires say Carver just leaned right into it and will not allow her the base. Here is the pitch from Kelser. That one fouled off out of play on the right side. Count out 1-2 on Paige Carver. Lauren Carver. Carver, third baseman for the Saints. Here's the 1-2 delivery. That's outside. Evens the count at 2-2. Here's the pitch from Kalzer. Carver turned on that one. Found it out of play down the third baseline. Actually, over the bleachers down the third baseline. Way out of play. Count remains 2-2. Two-two delivery from Kalzer on the way. That one popped up along the right field line. Nobody can get to it. And a little new life for Lauren Carver. Carver sets in. 2-2 counts on the Saints' third baseman. Kelser with the pitch. That one outside. Count is full. All right. Carver set for the 3-2 delivery. Here it comes. That one. He is spoiled, fouled out of play down the right field line. Count remains 3-2. Kelser is set. Here is the pitch. That one fouled straight back. Runner was on the move. And again, that 3-2 delivery from Kelser is spoiled. And new life once again for Carver. Runner at first is Annis. Kelser set. Here's the pitch. That one sent out toward right field. And it's down for extra bases. And a runner from Annis. She'll score from first base. And Carver's in with a double. All right, Nash will step in, victim of a strikeout back in the second. Two runs in this inning. It's 3-0 Shawnee here in the top of the fourth. There's the pitch. Nash looking to bunt. And that's whistled a strike. Josie Dunn was the runner for Annis, who scored all the way from third on that one. Here is the pitch. Nash. Butts foul. Now it's 0-2 on Paige Nash. Nobody out here. Top of the fourth. Two runs in already. And a runner on second in Lauren Carver. There's the pitch. That's outside. Count out 1-2 on Nash. Kelser needs an out. Needs one bad here. Here is the pitch. That one fouled off to the right side. Out of play. Our umpire this afternoon is a lefty. Whistled that one right back into the pitcher Claiborne after the foul ball. Timeout. Nance takes the timeout. Now she's back in. Base Calvert with a 1-2 count. There's the pitch. Took a lot off of that one. That one sailed right in there, and Nash was way out in front of that and fouled it off straight behind home plate. 1-2 to count still. These Saints have battled Kalzer this afternoon. They lead 3-0 over the Bobcats here. Top of four. There's the pitch. That one again fouled off behind the plate. Count remains 1-2. Top of four here at Southwest Park. One run scores in the first. Couple have already scored here in the fourth. And Shawnee leading Frontier 3-0. Here is the pitch again. Fouled off down the right field line. One, two, the count on Paige Nash. Kalzer is set. There is the pitch. Nash, they say, tipped that one at the plate. Count will remain 1-2. Kalzer with the pitch again. That one fouled off straight back. Paige Nash has battled Maddie Kalzer here. That's 12 pitch at bat right now. All right, two psych delivery coming up from Kalzer here. Bobcats need an out, and that's a strikeout. Third strike of the ball game for Maddie Kalzert. That's the first out here on the top of the fourth.
Number 14, the catcher, Kaylee Britt.
Kaylee Britt steps in. Strikeout victim back in the second. Kalzert is set. Here is the pitch. And that's in for a strike. The count on Britt. Here is the pitch. Britt pops it up. Shortstop Maddie Scammerhorn will handle it for the second out of the inning. Josie Brayton steps in. Brayton singled and was stranded. Actually thrown out stealing back in the third after that bunt single. Brayton, the number 9 hitter. Here's the pitch, Brayton. Grounds it to short. Scammerhorn picks it up. Not quick enough to get Josie Brayton, though, and that's another infield hit for the Saints' number 9 hitter, Josie Brayton. Runners at the corners now. Two outs, top of the fourth. Leadoff hitter Martina Ashley steps in. Ashley, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Gave it a ride back in her last at bat in the third. And Leewert was able to track it down in deep center field. Okay, well, there we go. Officials came out. They say Carver over there at second base left a bit early, and that'd do it for the top of the fourth. One runner left on. Two score, though. And at the end of 3.5, it is Shawnee 3 and Frontier 0. This is Bobcat Softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
WFIW 104.9, WOKZ 105.9, and WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM is your home for area sports. In the fall, it's Fairfield Mules football, Edwards County Lions football, and Illinois Fighting Illini football. In the winter, it's area boys and girls high school basketball and Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. And in the spring and summer, we're your home for Cardinals baseball. This is WFIW 104.9, WOKZ 105.9, and WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
All right, welcome back to Southwest Park. It'll be 3-4 and 5 for the Bobcats here in the bottom of 4. Bartlett, Finn, and Kelzert. Bartlett, 0-for-1 on the afternoon, popped out to second base. All right, Bartlett, ready. There's the pitch from Claiborne. That's taken for a strike. Oh-1 delivery coming up from Claiborne here. There is the pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-1. Sam Finn in the on-deck circle. He's single. Back in the second. Bartlett is set. Here is the pitch. That's high for ball two. Two and one the count on Maddie Bartlett. Here is the pitch. That's outside. 3-1 the count. Bobcats would sure love to get something going here in the bottom of the fourth. They trail 3-0. Here is the pitch. And that's four straight balls. Maddie Bartlett heads down to first here with a walk. Sam Finn, 1-for-1 on the afternoon.
First baseman Sam Finn.
Will bat here. Bartlett at first, nobody out, bottom of four. Here is the pitch, and Finn looks at a strike on the outside corner. Claiborne with the pitch that bounces in for a ball. 1-1 the count on the Bobcats first baseman, Sam Finn. There's the pitch. That one out toward right field. It's going to hit some grass. That will move the runners up. Finn, her second base hit of the ballgame. Maddie Kalsert will step in. So runners now first and second here in the bottom of the fourth. Bulldog Bobcats.
12,
maybe something going
Kalsert.
On here. Madison Kalsert steps in. She popped out to her counterpart, Cheyenne Claiborne, back in the second inning. And she's looking to move those runners up. Bartlett out second. Finn is at first. Nobody out. Bottom of four here at Southwest Park. Kalsert is set. She's looking to bunt. Gets the bunt down. She's going to move everybody up. Britt handles the bunt. Throws her out at first on the sacrifice. They'll move them up. Runners second and third now.
Number five, the DP, Haley Settle.
Haley Settle will step in now. Settle. Grounded into a fielder's choice back in the second. He's batting now with a chance to drive in one, maybe two with a base hit. Pitch is low and in the dirt. Britt handled it cleanly. And it's a 1-0 count on Settle. The DP for the Bobcats this afternoon. Labor is set. Here is the pitch. That's taken for a ball. On deck. And a wheeler. 2-0 count on Settle. One out, bottom of four. Runners at second and third. Base hit scores one, maybe two. There's the pitch. Settle fouls it off. One, two, the count on Settle now. two and one, rather. There's the pitch. Settle. Fouls it off. Down the third base, or first base line, and out of play. Count two and two now. Settle again. Fouls off that pitch. Count remains two and two. Bobcats with just four sophomores on this roster. Maddie Henry, Haley Settle, Christina Walker, and Samantha Finn. There's the pitch. That one's through for a base hit. One run is going to score, and the Bobcats are on the board here in the bottom of the fourth. Anna Wheeler
steps up.
Number
three, center fielder, Anna Wheeler.
Runners at the corners. One out, bottom of the fourth. Bobcats plated one, though, and they trail 3-1. There's the pitch. Wheeler looks at a strike. Settle is going. They got her at second. That allows Sam Finn to score and cut the deficit to one. That's bottom of four now. Wheeler pops it up right behind us. Off the screen and foul. Bobcats get two, though. They trail Shawnee 3-2 here. Bottom of four. Walker into the box. Here's the pitch. Swing and a strike on Anna Wheeler. Count now 2-2 on Wheeler, the freshman out of Missouri. Here's the pitch, that one on the outside corner for a strike. Anna Wheeler strikes out. That'll do it for the fourth. Bobcats get a couple, though. They trail 3-2 to Shawnee at the end of four. This is Bobcat softball on WFIWAM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
It's time for Riverfest Live on Market Street in Mount Carmel Friday and Saturday, April 27th and 28th. Friday at 6 p.m., Dave Parman, followed by Elena Blake and Dylan Hoff, offer traditional folk, rock, and bluegrass. Saturday at noon brings The Deciders and Bones Jugs with Delta Blues and Swing. At 5:30, it's Dennis Stromat, L'Esprit Creole, followed by Creole Stomp for an evening of traditional Illinois French, Swamp Pop Blues, and Louisiana Cajun Zydeco. For more, find Wabash Riverfest on Facebook.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even the super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am, Slingshot, CF, Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training information, see your dealer.
Shortstop, Martina Ashley.
Top of the lineup here in the top of the fifth for Shawnee Community College. Bobcats get a couple in the bottom of the fourth, and it's a brand new ball game. They're trailing 3-2 here. Ashley steps in. She is 1-for-2 in the afternoon. Single to score to run back in the first. Wide out to deep center. In the third. You look at ball one. Let's start off the top of the fifth. Gelsert set with the 1-0 delivery. Here is the pitch. That one's inside for ball two. Gelsert being very careful with the leadoff batter, Ashley, here. There's the pitch. That one popped up. Scammerhorn is going to handle it. Good action in the Bobcat bullpen. Haley Settle is down there.
Number
warming
seven,
up.
The center fielder, Caitlin Williams.
Caitlin Williams One for one on the afternoon. Sacrifice back in the first. Flying out to center field in the third. She'll step in with one out top of the fifth. Nobody on. Here's the pitch. That one grounded over towards second. And Henry, a nice little leap and grab for the second out of the inning.
Number nine, the pitcher, Shauna Claiborne.
Claiborne steps in. Cheyenne Claiborne, the pitcher for the Saints. 0-2 in the afternoon. Or 0-4-2, rather. Two outs here, top of the fifth. There's the pitch. That's in for a strike. Oh, one the count on Claiborne. Kowser is set. That one is going to be popped up. And it'll be an infield hit for Claiborne. She popped that one up. It just bounced right over the, fell right over the head of Kowser.
Number
there.
34, right fielder. Mallory Main.
Mallory Main steps in 2-for-2, a single back in the first. Tripled and scored in the fourth. He's batting here in the top of the fifth with one on and two outs. Means calls timeout. Now she's back into the box. Lefty is set. Here is the pitch. That's a ball. One-o delivery coming up from Kelsert. That's on the way. That one grounded over toward short. Maddie Scammerhorn over to first and got her. And that will do it for the top of the fifth. One runner left on. Nobody scores at the end of four and a half. Shawnee 3, Frontier 2. This is Bobcat Softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
WOKZ 105.9 is your home for Cardinals baseball. This year, the Redbirds look to get back on top of the NL Central Division, and we'll have all the action for you on WOKZ 105.9. Cardinals baseball is brought to you by CNB Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air Conditioning, Frontier Community College, Wabash General Hospital, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Crop Production Services, White County Ford, Farmers Packing, Taco Tierra, and Route 130 Pawn.
If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or you just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit your Ferris dealer, ACT Tire and Automotive in Flora, and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry. Ferris. Experience suspension.
It'll be Walker, Hutchison, and the leadoff hitter, Maddie Henry, in the bottom of the fifth
number
for
nine,
the Bobcats.
Base,
anybody
Christina
gets on,
Walker.
Maddie Scammerhorn will step in. Third baseman, Christina Walker, will lead off this inning against Cheyenne Claiborne. Bobcats trailing by 1-3-2 here, bottom of the fifth at Southwest Park. Claiborne with the delivery, Walker. Fouls it up over the top of the press box. And it's an 0-1 count on Christina Walker, sophomore out of Fairfield. Marty Silver comes out. That's Virgil Brooks, actually, going to talk to Walker. Umpire has a bit of a warning for Walker on the little conference down there. Now she's set. 0-1 count on Christina Walker. Claiborne with the pitch. That's taken for strike two. Walker falling into a hole here very quickly here. First batter of the bottom of the fifth for the Bobcats. Walker. 0-for-1 in the afternoon. There's the pitch. And Walker looks at strike three. First out of the bottom of the fifth, Hutchison steps
one,
in.
Left fielder, Brittany Hutchison.
Hutchison, 1-for-1 in the afternoon. Single back in the third. It was stranded. There's the pitch. Hutchison again. Base hit up the middle. Second base. Shawnee got a hand on it. Josie Braden. And could not, just off the tip of her glove. That'll be a base hit for Hutchison here in the bottom of the fifth. Leadoff hitter. Maddie Henry will step in now. Henry. One for one on the afternoon. Singled, stranded back in the first. Singled and erased on that double play back in the first. Victim of a fielder's choice in the third. Maddie Henry, sophomore out of Springfield. She'll lay down the bunt and it will roll foul. They call Henry out. Two outs, bottom of five here for Maddie Scammerhorn. Scammerhorn, 0-for-2 on the afternoon. Runner Hutchison takes off from first and with a stolen base. Maddie Scammerhorn back in. Two outs, bottom of five. Runner at second is Hutchison. There's the pitch, Scammerhorn. Can of corn out to left field. Dropped it. And Scammerhorn on the air. We'll get to second. Hutchison scores, and this ball game is tied. Madison number Bartlett steps in. Bartlett walked and scored in the fourth. Grounded out to, well, popped out to second base back in the first. And now with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth, Bobcats a chance to take a lead here with a runner at second in Bartlett. Make it Scammerhorn, rather. Scammerhorn popped one out to left field. Left fielder just, it bounced off her glove. Bartlett is set. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Bartlett swinging. Sends it out toward right field. And it's and out. And that'll do it for the fifth. Bobcats strand one, but they get one and tie this one up 3-3 at the end of five. This is Bobcats softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
Hi, Alan Coulter here with a word about common sense, particularly when it comes to emergency preparedness. Sure, it's smart to have an emergency preparedness kit and a plan for your family and home. Once you have a plan, you make sure you practice your plan. Take it from me, Alan Coulter, and know that practice really does make perfect. Now, for the perfect preparedness kit and help with your plan, visit ready.illinois.gov.
Sponsored by IEMA, aired in cooperation with the IBA and this station.
Top of the six coming up here. Shawnee's going to send 5, 6, and 7. Shelby Annis, Lauren Carver, and Paige Nash to the plate here in the top of the sixth. We're tied 3-3. Bobcats score two in the fourth.
Number 44.
Another one in the
first
third.
Shelby Annis.
Shawnee got their runs in the first and the fourth for their total of three. 3-3, Annis will step in to face Kalzert. Salcedo warming up in the fifth inning, but she will not check in as of yet. She may have just been warming up for the second game of this doubleheader. Kowser with the pitch, bounces that one in for a ball. All right, Annis is set. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Kowser. That one popped up. Second baseman Matty Henry handles it over to Sam Finn at first, and it's a 4-3 putout and the first out of the sixth.
Number 11, first baseman Lauren Carver.
Lauren Carver steps in. Carver, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Grounded out to Matty Scammerhorn in the second. She hit a double and was stranded in the fourth. Here's a pitch from Kowser. That's in for a strike. Oh, one delivery. That one popped up, and a Wheeler is going to camp under that one. And that'll be out number two here in the top of the sixth.
Number three, the
game
player, Paige Nash.
Paige Nash steps in. A couple of strikeouts on her resume this afternoon, 0-for-2. Two outs here, top of the sixth. We're tied 3-3. There's a strike from Maddie Kowser. And it's 0-1 on Nash. One delivery coming up from Maddie Kowser. There's the pitch. Taken outside. Ball one. One delivery. Coming up from Kowser. Paige Nash awaits the pitch. Here is. That's low for ball two. Two and one the count. Kowser is set. Here is the pitch. That's in for a strike on the inside. Count even up at 2-2. Two outs here, top of the sixth. Pitch from Kowser on the way. That one fouled off down the right field line. Count remains 2-2 on the Saints' designated player. Paige Nash. Kowser with the pitch. That one again fouled off toward the Saints' dugout. Shawnee Community College down. Owen is where they're located at. Owen down in the deep southern part of the state, close to Missouri. 2-2 delivery coming from Kowser. That one on the way. Took a little off of it. Nash did a good job of laying off that one. The count now full, 3-2. Nash awaiting the 3-2 delivery from Kowser. There's the pitch. That one fouled off straight back. Bulls had 3-2 delivery from Kowser. Three, two, the count on Paige Nash here. Two outs, top of the six. We're tied 3-3. Here is the pitch. That one fouled off the plate. Emmahorn shaking her right hand just a little bit. I think that one may have caught her on the fingernail. 3-2 delivery coming from Kowser. There's the pitch. And it's ball four. Keelan Britt steps in.
Catcher Kaylee Britt.
Britt, 0-for-2 in the afternoon. Had her equipment on, had to take that equipment off before she came to the plate. Now she'll bat here with two outs, top of the sixth. Runner on first is Paige Nash. Pitch on the way. That's in for a strike. 0-1 count on Britt now. There is the pitch. Very close, but near the ball. And now it's 1-1, the count on Britt. Number 8 hitter and the catcher, Shawnee. Here is the pitch. That one pops straight up. Barklett. And it hit the fence. Barklett ran out of room. All right, Kalsert is set. Two strikes on Britt here. There's the pitch. That one fouled off. Right field line. 1-2 the count on Keely Britt. Kalsert with the pitch. Swing and a strike, and that will do it for the top of the sixth. One runner left on, but nobody scores. At the end of 5.5, we're tied at 3-3. This is Bobcat Softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon. From farms to construction sites to home projects, millions of people run heavy equipment every day and are at risk when operating around electrical equipment. Watch out for overhead power lines when operating dump trucks or equipment with extensions. Keep equipment at least 10 feet away from lines and use a spotter when working with tall loads. For more safety information, visit safeelectricity.org. Sponsored by the Energy Education Council with support from Ameren, Illinois.
Bobcat Softball is brought to you by Wabash Riverfest, the Addict, Act Tire and Auto, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, Car Corral Polaris, and United Mutual Insurance. Sam Finn will step off to lead in the top of the sixth for the Bobcats. 2-for-2 in the afternoon. She's singled and scored back in the fourth for the Bobcats. And she'll step in to face Cheyenne Claiborne here in the bottom of the sixth. This one's scheduled to go 7. But we don't know. We may see extra innings. You never know. First game of 2 here at Southwest Park.
Number 22, first baseman, Sam Finn.
All right, Finn faces the pitcher. New pitcher into the ball game here. And it's an 0-1 count. There's the pitch, Finn. Looks at a ball. Finn is set. Here is the pitch. That's taken outside for a ball. 3-0 the count on Finn. Being very careful with her. She's 2-for-2 on the afternoon. Here's the pitch. That one swung on. And a base hit for Finn. 3-for-3 on the afternoon to Sam Finn.
Pitcher, Madison Kalsert.
Calzert steps in 0 for 1 on the afternoon, sacrificed back in the fourth. Runner is going to be Kylie Prather. So Prather will run for Finn here in the bottom of the sixth. Gallsert steps in 0 for 1 in the afternoon. Single and a sacrifice in this, or rather, popped out to the pitcher and a sacrifice in this ballgame. Claiborne with the pitch. Gallsert looks at a strike. Runner on first is Prather, running for Sam Finn. Here's the pitch. Prather takes off, and she is thrown out at second. Downs got a late jump on that one, and the throw beat her down there. One out here. Gallser fouls it straight back. One and two, the count on Calzert here. Bottom of six, first game of two here at Southwest Park. There's the pitch, Calzert. Fouls it right back once again. Calzert is set. Here's the pitch from Claiborne. That one taken up high for a ball. Two to the count on Calzert. Two outs. One out, rather. Bottom of six. Calzert looks at a ball. Three and two. Full count. Haley Settle on deck here. Here is the pitch. Calzert looks at a ball. She'll head down to first. Calzert on to the walk. Designated player Haley Settle about now. One for two in the afternoon. There's the pitch from Claiborne. And that's taken low for a ball. One-oh delivery coming up from Claiborne. There's the pitch. That's in for a strike. One-one the count on Claiborne. Pitch on the way, Claiborne. Or the Settle swinging over to third. Saints get the lead runner, and it's two outs now. Top of the bottom of the sixth, rather.
Number three, center fielder Anna Wheeler.
Anna Wheeler steps in 0 for 2 in the afternoon. Runner on first is Settle, and Wheeler looks at strike one. On deck, Christina Walker. Here is the pitch. That one way outside for ball one. Here's the pitch. Wheeler pops it up. Foul and out of play on the first base line. One and two the count on Wheeler. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. Evens the count at 2-2. Two and two. Pitch, Walker. Goss wanted. It's over the right fielder's head. Wheeler going for three. Seto is going to score, and the Bobcats have the lead on a triple, RBI triple from Anna Wheeler. She turned on that one and sent it deep right field and over the third baseman's head, or the right fielder's head.
Number nine, third baseman, Christina Walker.
And Wheeler gets an RBI triple. And that'll bring in Christina Walker. Walker 0 for 2 in the afternoon, but the Bobcats now have taken a lead at 4-3. Bottom of six. Here is the pitch. Labor in the dirt. Walker looks at ball one. Tell you what, these Bobcats have become the comeback kids as of late. There is the pitch. Walker looks at strike one. 1-1 the count on Christina Walker. One of the four sophomores on this Frontier Ball Club playing their last home game in a Bobcat uniform. Here's the pitch. That's taken up high for a ball. 2-1 the count. Runner at third is Anna Wheeler. RBI triple. Brought home Haley Settle. Well, the one run here in the bottom of the sixth, and it's a 4-3 Bobcat lead. There's the pitch. Walker looks at the ball. All right, Walker back in. Clayburn with the pitch, and Walker is going to be it on base with a walk. Runners at the corner now for Brittany Hutchison. Hutchison, two for two. She scored a run here in this ball game. Two outs, bottom of six now. Runners at the corners with two outs for Brittany Hutchison, who's got Cheyenne Claiborne's number this afternoon. Has two singles straight up the middle. Walker down at second base now, and it's two outs. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch from Claiborne. Hutchison out to left field, and the left fielder handles it, and that'll do it for the sixth. Bobcats strand two, but they get one, and they lead 4-3 at the end of six. This is Bobcats softball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
It's time for Riverfest Live on Market Street in Mount Carmel Friday and Saturday, April 27th and 28th. Friday at 6 p.m., Dave Parman, followed by Elena Blake and Dylan Hoff, offer traditional folk, rock, and bluegrass. Saturday at noon brings The Deciders and Bones Jugs with Delta Blues and Swing. At 5:30, it's Dennis Stromat, L'Esprit Creole, followed by Creole Stomp for an evening of traditional Illinois French, Swamp Pop Blues, and Louisiana Cajun Zydeco. For more, find Wabash Riverfest on Facebook.
Yeah. If you enjoy original radio shows from the 40s and 50s featuring some of America's finest actors and writers, then don't miss When Radio Was every Saturday afternoon at 106 on WFIW AM 1390. Each Saturday we'll have 10 different old radio shows that you're sure to enjoy. I'm your host Greg Bell, and tune in this Saturday at 106 and enjoy When Radio Was on WFIW AM 1390.
All right, welcome back to Southwest Park. Bobcats.
Number 10, second baseman, Josie
one
Braden.
In the bottom of the sixth, and it's a 4-3 Bobcat lead here in the top of the seventh. Josie Braden, two for two in the afternoon. And then back to the leadoff hitter in Ashley and Williams for the Saints here in the top of the seventh. Braden, a couple of infield hits for her two in the afternoon. The left-handed hitter is up there, Braden. Fouls it, sends it down the left field line and fair. And the Saints have something going.
Number two, shortstop, Martina Ashley.
Martina Ashley steps in. Ashley, one for three on the afternoon. Nobody out top of seventh. Pitch from Cowsard in for a strike. One count on Kelzer. The runner Josie Brayton down at first after the base hit down the third base line. 0-1 delivery coming from Kelzer. Time to bear down. That one taken low for ball. 1-1 the count on Ashley here. Leadoff batter plays shortstop for the Shawnee Saints. 1-1 count coming up from Kelzer here. Here's the pitch from Kelzer. That one on the way and fouled off by Ashley. Puts the count at 1-2. Ashley into the box. 1-2 the count. Here is the pitch from Kelzer. Popped up. Foul territory. Shortstop Maddie Scammahorn hands it. And that'll be the first out here in the top of the seventh.
Number seven, center fielder, Kalen Williams.
Kalen Williams steps in 1-for-3 on the afternoon, 1-for-2 on the afternoon, rather. Sacrificed back in the third, first singled into third, and then popped out to short in the fifth. Runner on first is Braden. Bobcats leading here, 4-3, top of the seventh. There's a strike in to Williams. All right, Williams. That's a couple of warm-up swings. Now she's back in the box. Right-handed batter awaiting the pitch from Kelzer. That one taken low for a ball. 1-1 the count on Williams here. That with one out top of the seventh. Bobcats leading this one 4-3. There's the pitch. Pops it up. First baseman Sam Finn handles it. And the Bobcats one out away from getting a comeback victory over Shawnee. Cheyenne Claiborne steps in. Claiborne 1-for-3 on the afternoon. Two outs, top of seven. Runner on first is Braden. There's a ground. Walker handles it over to first, and that'll do her. After giving up that leadoff single to Braden to start the seventh, Kelzer bears down, and a 5-3 putout to end this ball game. 4-3, the final in game one of two here at Southwest Park. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this on WFIWAM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or you just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit your Ferris dealer, ACT Tire and Automotive in Flora, and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry. Ferris. Experience suspension.
All right. Welcome back to Southwest Park. The Bobcats come from behind once again, and they get a 4-3 win over the Shawnee Community College Saints. Saints scored one in the first to take a 1-0 lead, and then scored two in the fourth to take a 3-0 lead, and that's when the Bobcats comeback started. Bobcats get a couple in the fourth to pull within one, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, and then shut down the Saints in the top of the seventh for the W. Game one of two here at the Southwest Park. It's going to wrap it for our coverage of Bobcat softball this year. Our thanks to Coach Marty Slover, a PA announcer Brad Moore, assistant coaches Virgil Brooks and Jeremy Ellis, and of course Bobcat softball players. We want to thank them as well. That's going to wrap it here this afternoon. Again, the final, the Bobcats get a win over Shawnee Community College 4-3. For Derek Dunn back at the studio, I'm Mark Turner. Have a good rest of the evening, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Bobcat Softball has been brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Carcarral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, ACT Tire and Auto, The Addict, and Wabash River Fest. Frontier Community College Softball is a production of WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM Sports.